As we mentioned earlier, Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells has gone public with a withering response to the handling of that warship visit, saying the government's acquiescing to Beijing. Joining me now is political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra. And Tom, first of all, what has Concetta Fierravanti-Wells had to say?
Well, Sabra, the Liberal Senator has her guns trained on the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and it seems from this op-ed in The Australian today, she didn't miss. She's accusing him, and I'm quoting here, of misleading over his comment. Misleading the public, that is, over the comments he made dismissing the timing of the exercise with the Chinese ships here in Sydney, saying that they were merely returning from counter-drug trafficking operations in the Middle East. She says that was misleading of him to say. She also says that the decision to time that visit with the Tiananmen Square massacre was insensitive, but demonstrates, as you said, that Beijing can dictate terms and that we just acquiesce. She says Scott Morrison's cabinet of what she calls group thinkers were outmaneuvered by Beijing and they have sought refuge in appeasement. Very, very strong words from Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, and as you say, unlikely to go down well with the Prime Minister.
Okay, a little bit of context here. She is a former Minister for International Development and the Pacific. How will her views be taken on board? Will they be taken on board?
Well, probably some divided thought on that one. This is not the first time the Senator has come out very boldly, particularly on the issue of China. When she was the Minister for International Development, she raised about 18 months ago this issue of soft loans in the Pacific. It was unfashionable at the time. She was reprimanded, but we are now having that discussion very much in public. Since then, she has lost her job in the Ministry of Scott Morrison, so perhaps some will see this as sour grapes. Opinion, I think it's safe to say, will be divided inside the coalition on this matter, Sabra.
All right, Tom, the other hot issue is that of police raids on media organisations. The government and the opposition have been arguing about the justification of this. Has that advanced this morning?
Well, this morning we had the Leader of the Opposition, Anthony Albanese, and the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, both on Channel 9, and things did get very pointed on this highly contentious subject, Sabra. Let's have a bit of a listen to how it went.
We have laws that operate in this country, and the Federal Police who have been criticised by people, including Albo, which I think has been quite unfair to target those officers individually.
I think
that is
you,
quite
buddy.
Wrong.
I'm targeting
and
you. You're
no,
the government.
No, mate, I heard,
you're
I
the
heard,
government.
I heard your words.
You're the government.
I heard your words. You're criticising the individual
the
police officers. I think even the even the police union has been horrified at the words you said.
I don't even know who they
mate,
are. I'm under you. You're
you
the government.
You said you were horrified by
their
actions.
You're the government. You're the government. And it is outrageous.
Stand by your words,
I
Albo.
Have said it is outrageous that Annika Smethurst's house was raided.
That's the opposition leader Anthony Albanese and the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton on Channel 9. And before them, our political reporter Tom Eagledon.